following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug's not here. Tony isn't either. I get to talk. This is awesome. This is the Doug and Daddy Show. Merritt Lawson producing the show. But I don't get to host the show. We get Randy Bushcutter to come in and host the show. We get to talk about brackets, a little UNK baseball.
And you know, Merritt, I was kind of nervous about hosting the show, and then I heard the opening, and I realized exactly where the standard is for this show, and I go, I can do that. I felt a lot more relieved after hearing the opener. I appreciate
Doug
that.
Making chicken noises. You know, you can make chicken noises, too. I'm not going to put you on the spot. You don't have to audition it now.
I might pick a different farm animal. I'm okay. Not really sure why or how, but we will. We have a couple of guests lined up today. We will be talking with UNK head baseball coach Damon Day, and also we'll talk a little Danger football with the general manager of the Danger, Mike McCoy. They're making their first road trip in franchise history today. They're in Sioux Falls taking on the Storm. How's your bracket? My bracket is awful. I had a great Thursday, had a good Friday. Saturday was okay. Yesterday just annihilated me. Everything, the bottom fell out.
Half of my Final Four is gone. My Southeast bracket, it's done. I had Pittsburgh and Michigan State in there in the Elite Eight. Not going to happen.
I lost. I figured I'm going to be safe this year. I'm going to play a wimpy bracket. I'm going to put a couple number one. I'm going to have three number one seeds and a number two seed in the Final Four. You know, no, not taking any risks this year. I think, you know, the best teams, you know, they're going to get through, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I got Ohio State. I got my national champion. I have Duke, so I have that side of the bracket pretty well okay. But I had Notre Dame winning in the Southwest. Sorry, KU fans. I had Notre Dame. And I'm paying the price now, thanks to Florida State last night. And then Butler took out my other number one seed, and that was Pittsburgh. And so that side of the bracket is done. I am awful. And I was starting out pretty good. I had 13 of the first 16 games on Thursday. All right, and I'm bragging. And I don't think I've got 13 games since then. It's just everything has fallen apart. That proves what you don't really have to know much about college basketball to host a show. I'll tell you that right now.
The weekend's been awesome, you know. Anytime you look, you're 2 minutes away from the end of the game. You flip over to that next channel, and you can watch the end of a game. And we've had some amazing ends of the game. A little messy, you know, Texas getting the 5-second call.
That was the right call. That was the right call.
Yeah.
A lot of talk, a lot of discussion about the officiating in the tournament. And there is kind of an old saying, if you don't notice the officials, that meant they did a good job. But there are certain times that you have to notice the call. You know, it's that big of a call, obviously, that the end of the Butler-Pitt game. But, boy, they got those calls right, too. With that, and I was rooting against Texas. I mean, it makes me really think that five-second call was the right call. It's my understanding, and I never heard anybody talk about this, I don't think you can call back-to-back timeouts. I don't think you can call back-to-back timeouts. So when that guy was asking for the timeout and he wasn't granted it, no. You know, that's a five-second call. He didn't get it inbounded in time. So
it just always sucks that it comes down to a little rule here with an official there.
Well,
you love the boys to settle it on the court, but you know, it just happens that way. You got to follow the rules, and some teams did a little bit better job than others on that.
The only one thing that I heard all weekend long about maybe they could have done it differently was the end of the North Carolina game where the ball went through the kid's hands and then went out of bounds. And then it took that half second to get the whistle blown and then get the clock stopped because you have two different human reactions. You have the human reaction of the official who has to blow the whistle, and then you have the human reaction of the clock, which is somewhat tied down to electronically, you know, that message being sent to shut off the clock. It's done wirelessly. And those two different reactions made for a difference of about a half second, which makes a way different inbounds, a way different setup for the play. But they never adjusted the clock, and I think they could have adjusted the clock. That's the only thing official-wise all weekend that I thought the officials could have done differently, and that's not to say even that was wrong. So, great games. There really were. And the way they're being shown on TV this year is a little harder for a guy that likes to DVR it and then, let pause for like 2 hours and then fast forward through every free throw. It's a little harder to do that, but it's great. You know, this game's kind of a snoozer. Let's go to another game and you just bounce around the country. And it's a neat way to do it. I'm not sure what the format is this next week, because on Thursday and Friday, you know, there's going to be more than one game going on at a time. By the time Saturday and Sunday roll around, all the games will be just by themselves. There won't be any of that overlap. But it's been a lot of fun to be able to watch all those games and go back and forth. Because, I like watching Kansas play, but when they're up by 40, you know, what's the point? You know, then you move on to something else. But it's been I love the new format. I really do. A lot of fun. I just wish my brackets didn't blow up in my face.
Well, we have a lot of people going on in the brackets. I think we had 603 in the Doug and Daddy group. And you know, if you're doing good, you can certainly fire an email off to the Dent Power inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Help us out a little bit. Give us some excitement. Show us that you're doing awesome in your bracket.
Yeah, I would crow if I could, but right now I'm awful.
We have a gal on the front desk side, and she is tied for 23rd.
Ooh.
So there you go. We're not gonna rub in the face and say like Doug and Tony aren't anywhere close to 23rd. I didn't say that, but
it's true.
It's true.
By the way, Doug and Daddy, Doug's not working today because he's in Vegas. He'll be working tomorrow because now he's out of money.
We have yet to confirm that they have both made the trip back from Vegas. I mean, they still might be there. Tony might be running with his shirt off. Doug might be trying to chase him down. Vice versa. I don't know.
Let's get that image out of our head, shall we? Let's just be done with that. Boy, geez. What happens what happens in Vegas, I hope stays in Vegas. So if there's any photo, I don't want to see anything on Facebook, nothing, please. So it's a family show. It's also close to lunch. You know, you just don't want to have that image in your head as you're getting close to lunch. Hey, let's, we'll be able to kind of change the subject here a little bit. Let's see. thanks, Mark. Appreciate that, Bushcutter. I knew I had missed a call this morning, and okay, apparently.
Well, Randy, you're talking.
I'm a fan.
You're talking about lunch. Why don't we just go to Godfather's? We got Mafia Monday going on. Purchase one large specialty pie and receive three medium single topping pies for $8 each. So we got a whole lot of people to fill with apparently our fans, including Mark from Minden. So we can do that with
who apparently
Godfather.
Thought he was higher up on the list of being a host
you
than
got
I was.
Toucan
which might be true, by the way.
You got Toucan Tuesday. Two can dine for $9.99. We're gonna miss out on that. Doug and Tony will probably be there, and you know Tony's gotta play that crane game and see if he can win that stuffed bear, and you know just give it give it to all the children in the land and just spread joy, because he's like Santa Claus reincarnated.
He's just good at grabbing onto things, which can work against him if you think about it. Anyway. Also, a reminder for you that we're kind of making that transition. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Got to go out there and play a little baseball with my son. And a reminder that Misco Sports can get you all geared up for everything you need for baseball or softball. And also, your soccer equipment, they have all that available for you at Misco's. You can buy all your athletic apparel with names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. Misco's has a great selection of the uniforms, of the bats, the balls, catcher's equipment. My son's a lefty, and they have left-handed gloves, a good selection of even left-handed gloves, which actually is on your right hand, you know what I'm saying. They've got a great selection of baseball and softball equipment for you at Misco's. Get your game on now at Misco's in downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play, and obviously a lot of baseball, too. Good weekend for the UNK baseball team. We'll talk with Damon Day later on. They had a sweep over in Regis, and right now their conference record is 10-2. So they're off to a very good start, and a couple of rarities this week. There's some good sports in town this week. The Kearney High boys, who are now 2-0 on the season, they play only two home games all year long, and one of those two games is tomorrow. And so they'll opportunity to watch the a pretty good soccer team from the area, defending state runner-up, who's now 2-0 on the season. They'll be in action tomorrow. And a little bit rougher start for the Kearney High women, the Kearney High girls. They had a injury situation with one of their better stoppers, and she will be back later in the year. They went 0-2, but they played a couple of really good ranked teams, very, very close, including losing one in overtime. So not a bad start for them, and hopefully they'll get things going tomorrow because, again, you know, don't have too many opportunities to watch Kearney High play soccer because they only have a couple of home games, and then they do get to play under the lights in Grand Island. So that's kind of a neighborhood game that you'd be able to make, too, as well. And the Lopers, weather permitting, I think that it's a little dicey maybe, but weather permitting, Lopers will be in town to play some baseball this weekend as well. So there's some stuff to go to.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little danger football with Mike McCoy right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole in One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole in One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole in One story.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
We're going to combine the pass.
Makes a catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter,
now the safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Slumberland, Kearney and Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
We'll see more cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times throughout the day today, with an isolated chance of a shower or storm developing, with highs around 70. Winds out of the southeast develop at 10 to 20. We'll see a slight chance of a shower or storm tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
back at the Doug and Daddy Show, and let me tell you, we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, and it's a little bit nicer, a little bit cooler without Doug and Tony, you know, both in the metaphorical sense and in the real sense.
Well, part of it is I let you play a little bit more of your music. You know, I'm a little bit more, I'm more in touch with today's generation.
But that's who also is in touch with today's generation is Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They got all the cars that you need, including the more than 100 new Detroit imports they have. At that Eminem Super Bowl commercial, they're still playing snippets of that. Great. And they're also awesome in gas mileage. You can get financing is available. So especially in these hard times, you need somebody to be your friend, and Midway Chevrolet will be your friend. They'll loan you money, and you'll get it back to them, and no worries. And they have huge savings, huge selection. Go down to Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They'll get you set up with the new Detroit imports that they have in stock.
Excellent, and obviously a great opportunity to go to some stuff. You know, a good time of year to buy a new car and get rolling. And if you wanted to hit the road, well, you better get driving pretty quick if you're going to catch the danger tonight, because you got to make it all the way to Sioux Falls as they take on the storm tonight at about 7 o'clock. And to talk to us about that game is the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, Mike McCoy. And first of all, Mike, congratulations. We haven't really talked to you since you guys picked up your first win in franchise history a couple weeks ago against Wichita. I guess, first of all, congratulations, and how has that gone? Obviously, you want to win your first game. Take a look back after your first time that your team hit the field, and also the game, and how that all went. How would you evaluate your first home game?
Well, we were so happy that we won the football game, because that's really the first thing you have to do is you got to win the football game. And we were so excited. You know, that was the first game in franchise history, and it was a home game, so we were excited to be hosting it, and the first ever in our fair city. So, and the guys played very well, and we sold a ton of tickets, and the place was not a spare place to sit, and we had a chance to put on a good show, and so we've tried to build on that, and we've had a chance to bring in a few more players, and they've done an extremely good job, and we've been preparing for the Sioux Falls storm now since we had a chance to beat Wichita in that home opener. And I'm actually in Sioux Falls right now, so we're actually here. We're at the Sioux Falls Arena, and we are preparing for this game.
Well, obviously for you guys, everything's a first. You know, your first road game is tonight. Talk a little bit about the logistics of organizing all that and making those plans. I mean, this is all kind of a new environment for you guys, coming up with a new routine, that sort of thing. How do you decide on what routine to settle on compared to how other teams do it? How do you kind of run into that?
Well, when you have to get 40 people from point A to point B, and they all have a different opinion on how you should get from point A to point B, you just kind of come to the conclusion that you're not going to ask those 40 people for their opinion on how to get from point A to point B. But we've transported teams before. I've had a chance to be at several other places and several other teams, and heck, we've taken trips before to Honolulu. We've taken trips before to the East Coast, the West Coast, or the very southern tip of Texas. So to get from Grand Island to Sioux Falls was not really that tough. We knew that we had to get a great bus. We did, and it's just getting the guys up here and being as professional as possible and getting into a routine and making the guys realize that this is a business trip and we are up here to win a football game. So we left yesterday about noon, and we got on the bus and fed them. You know, these guys are big guys, and they eat a lot, so we got to feed them about every 20 minutes, or else they get pretty cranky. But we make sure they're well fed, and they are. You know, they've been watching film all week, and they've got the scouting reports as well, and so we feel like we have a fantastic chance here to play well.
Do you have an opportunity to do a walkthrough the day before the game, or do you just kind of get to check out the facilities today?
Well, we actually, when we got here yesterday, I had a chance to go see it, and it's a beautiful place. It's about a 4,800 seat building, and it's about 35 years old, and You know, they were in the process of putting, you know, the field down last night and putting up the banners and everything else and working on their stuff. And so I had a chance to go meet them and, you know, find out where our guys were going to dress and, you know, and so on and so forth. So when we start our procedures today, you know, that we'll know where we have to be and when. And, you know, they're very excited about the chances of us, you know, here. And they've averaged their first game up here. They scored 105 points, beat a team from Washington, 105 to 71. And in their next game, they beat a team from Seattle, 80 to 19. So they're averaging about 90 points a game. So we have to slow them down somehow.
Well, you held Wichita Wild to 59 and a defensive touchdown, I think, really a big moment in your guys' inaugural game. Talk a little bit about your defense and what do you do to stop a team that averages 90 points a game?
Well, I tell you, this game is so much fun, guys. I mean, it's a 50-yard field, and you have a chance. You should score every time you have the football. I mean, you should score if you have a good kicker, you know, then he – I mean, you should score every single time. So if you can stop the other team or force a fumble or force a turnover or do anything that you can do to try to keep them from scoring, that's big, obviously. And then, of course, us controlling the ball on offense and keeping their offense off the field is – very, very, you know, sharp too. If we can get first downs and keep that clock moving, and these guys just seem to score at will. They got a great quarterback who's a great scrambler and he can run and throw. And they've got receivers that have been in this league forever, you know, and they're all 6'4", 6'5" guys that run very fast. And so we'll just have to do everything we can do. And I know that our coaches feel very excited about this because you know. This is a great team, and we'll have a chance to see how good we are early. So we will see tonight.
We're talking with Nebraska Danger General Manager Mike McCoy. And, Mike, you know, one of the nuances of how indoor football is, you do sometimes spend a lot of time between games. You know, you get that bye week, especially early on. Is there any concern about losing momentum after you guys' inaugural win a couple weeks ago?
No. I mean, you guys had a chance to go home and see mom and dad and girlfriends and families, et cetera, too. And it's kind of nice to send them home on those, you know, bye weeks with a, you know, with a win, obviously. And these guys are pros, too, and they knew that they had to be back at a certain time. And the practice would, you know, start then. And so they had to come back, and they had to work out a couple times at home, obviously, to make sure that they didn't lose a step. And Of course, the coaches gave them the scouting reports prior to their time there, so they knew who we were playing and what we had to do to win the game, and what coverages that we had to be in defensively, and what routes we had to run offensively. So, no, they came back rested and fresh.
Well, it's nice to always be able to have that opportunity to learn from a game and make those sorts of adjustments. Do you see any adjustments of game management on what you guys are going to be able to do when you come home here with your next game next week? Are we going to see anything different in terms of the game presentation or anything like that for the Danger? By all accounts, I've heard nothing but good things about how fans were treated in your inaugural home game. But do you learn anything from that first game that maybe will help you guys out in terms of putting on a good product, not just the team, but a good product on the field and to entertain the fans when you guys come back into town on the 27th?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we've we really had a chance to reach out and touch a whole lot of groups for that first game. And, you know, we had a dodgeball game at halftime. We had a tug of war. I mean, there's a million things we had a chance to get out and do and, you know, get with specific groups and, you know, get them involved. And, yeah, we stopped the game twice during each quarter and do those in-game promotional deals. And, we have a full slate plan for that next home game. And that's what's fun, too, is to reach out to those groups and get the kids involved and, you know, the churches and the kids and schools, et cetera, too. So, yeah, we have a full slate plan for that next home game, which will be this upcoming Sunday.
Yeah, be a good time. You play the Green Bay Blizzard. It'll be a little bit earlier time, be a 4 o'clock kickoff on a Sunday, so, you know, kids can make it home in time for, you know, make sure they get their homework done before they head back to school on Monday. So,
absolutely.
Absolutely. And best of luck to you guys tonight and then again on Sunday, and keep things rolling.
Well, we are very, very happy, and the players are they're very, very sharp this morning. I mean, they're up and pumped and excited, too. So this should be a fantastic ball game tonight.
Well, it's always a lot of fun whenever it's game day.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mike. That's Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, who are in Sioux Falls taking on the Storm tonight, their second ever game, their first road game ever for the Nebraska Danger. And they'll be back in action on Sunday taking on the Green Bay Blizzard. That'll be a 4 o'clock kickoff at the Heartland Event Center. And indoor football is a riot. It is a lot of fun. And you talk about a nice defensive effort when your team gives up 59 points.
I mean, because it's not like they scored 59 points throughout the entire game. The Danger had them down like 20 or 30 points and then let them catch up after they've, you know, garbage time type of thing. So it was certainly, you know, a good defensive standing by the Danger.
And McCoy's absolutely right. You should score every time you get the ball, and if you don't, it's kind of like tennis. If you don't hold serve, if you get your serve broke, chances are you're not going to win that you're not going to win. And it's essentially what happens in indoor football. If you don't score, you're in trouble. If you miss that field goal, if you don't get at least 3 points every time you get your hands on the ball, then you're in trouble. So when you intercept the other team and run it back for a touchdown, as they were able to do, that's truly a 14-point swing in that game. It's even a larger play than in the traditional outdoor 11-on-11 game. And if you've never seen an indoor football game, it is a lot of fun.
And they did a wonderful job presenting it. All I heard was good things about, you know, whether the football game was going on or not. They always had the crowd entertained. And you know, there isn't a better seat in the house. Well,
there's no bad seats. Yeah,
I mean, unless you went to Bruce Furniture, then there might be a better seat in the house.
Well, you'd be very comfortable for sure. They have this wonderful four recliner sectional, four recliners, including an additional height of seat that they have that basically is an ottoman that you can put your feet on if you don't have a recliner. Then you can turn it into its own seat. All that for under $2,500. It's $2,498 and a two recliner sofa that has a drop down table, a cup holder, console. Sofa attaches with it as well. There's a corner wedge that connects the whole thing together, and obviously you can kind of move that in or out, and there's all sorts of different configurations that you can make with this very simple but yet elegant design, and warm and comfortable. Again, it's got tough fabric because, you know, you're going to live in this thing. You're going to watch TV. You're going to have kids sitting around. You're going to have guys watching the ball game eating nachos. Yes, that's me. It cleans up nice from that. So Bruce Furniture on Central Avenue in downtown Kearney on the Bricks, they have a great recliner. Check it out. Tell them that you heard about it on the Doug and Daddy Show. A little bit less than $2,500, $2,498. It's a sale. It's down almost $500 down. Savings of $465. Has the cup holders and a little storage area for your remotes. And if your kids are playing those video games, all the wireless game controllers can all be stored in there as well. It's a design that they look at how people actually use their furniture and how they actually live with their furniture. Yeah, Bruce Furniture, just right for you in the downtown Kearney Center. So, good selection there. It'll be a lot of fun, and I'm thinking to put my feet up right now because, well, we'll have time because we're going to take a break.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. this week a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see more cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times throughout the day today with an isolated chance of a shower or storm developing with highs around 70. Winds out of the southeast develop at 10 to 20. We'll see a slight chance of a shower or storm tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 48. I'm feeling like a star.
You
can't stop my shine.
I'm Bobby Cloud 9. My head's in the sky. You know the I'm real solo. Reason my Connie wasn't solo. Going to come here I'm and work solo. Today?
I'm
riding
solo. No, I'm just speculating.
He survived an entire weekend without Troutman's quality meats and their bacon that he just loves. I mean, he might have packed some snack sticks in the suitcase on the way so he had something to eat. But, you know, it's over 48 hours for the big guy without Troutman's quality meats, and he's probably going to go on a bender right now. And Troutman's always has a large selection of fresh and smoked sausages. Everything comes right out of the smokehouse. Carrie takes care of you. And, you know, they have fresh frozen seafood. It's amazing. And you know, you don't want to go to some other grocery counter and try to get meat there. The guy's like over in the back. He doesn't even care about you. You know, Carrie is right there. He's going to help you. He's going to get you your meat. If you don't know how to cook it, if you need a grill, Carrie's going to take care of you. All the beef and Troutman's is USDA certified Angus beef. Everything's aged a minimum of 30 days. Carrie will take care of you. Go down to Troutman's and get your meat today.
They are good people, and they will treat you like the friends that you will become if you become one of their customers, that's for sure. By the way, we heard that, just to spread a rumor here that we got via the text, I heard that Doug and Daddy were redoing the taser scene from the Hangover movie to be able to leave town. And I don't know. They might have been locked in a trunk somewhere, too. There's a fairly good chance of that. I'm thinking of Ken Jeong from the that movie, which, by the way, is one of the best movies in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so.
Yeah, Tony quotes it up and down, so I hear it every day.
Yeah, I'm sure he tried to live the movie a little bit. If he could steal a tiger from Mike Tyson, he certainly would. That's for sure. Yeah. By the way, if Daddy isn't able to do that, if he isn't able to get some meat at Troutman's, like you say, he might be suffering from a little bit of withdrawal as well. And so, you know, I'm sure he found somewhere to eat there, but probably not as good as what they have there at Troutman's. And by the way, I think one of the reasons that they went this weekend was to be able to watch the tournament there and go into the sports bars and stuff. And boy, that would be a lot of fun. There would be a lot of very motivated people cheering for certain teams during the time that they're doing that, and that I'm sure the guys had an absolute riot. But
well, we're always talking to Mike Perenio and Jay Rude, which is, you know, they set up the place out there. They get the lines all set up for the guys, and And they say that, you know, that is ideal, the best time to go to Las Vegas and check out all the sports places. And the betting is the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament, pretty close to the opening weekend of college football and pro football.
And again, the way that the tournament is set up, it always has been this way. It's just we weren't able to kind of watch it. And in sports bars, you know, the game times are always all kind of staggered. So usually about every half hour, there's an ending to a game. And what's funny is with games like that, they care in the 30-point games because the point spread is 27.5, you know. So, I mean, there's always a lot of – if you're into that sort of thing, that would be a very fun weekend to go. I bet they didn't make it to too many shows, you know, over the course of the weekend.
And they always have those prop bets, you know. We talked about in the Super Bowl and Christina Aguilera singing the anthem for so long, and I timed it so much that I didn't even figure out that she missed half the words of the song. And so it's just like, oh, she was right on time. They knew what they're talking about. Well, apparently they knew that Christina Aguilera was going to skip lyrics in the national anthem.
Yeah, that helps with the unders if you can skip one of the verses in there as well. So as we mentioned, Dame Day going to talk to us here in a little bit. He's had a very successful weekend with his Loper baseball team, and he's also going to be bemoaning his brackets because, as he mentioned, when we were live from Cunningham's on St. Patrick's Day, that he had Notre Dame winning the national championship, and I can't even make fun of him because Notre Dame was my national runner-up, and so I. Okay, why do I keep opening up that wound? I don't know.
Ow. It hurts. What also hurts is the
And they were out of it 3 minutes into the game. Yeah. I mean, it was awful.
Tri-City Storm is also having an ow weekend as they lost both their games. It was just not their weekend, and it's kind of been that way all season, and we love it when the Storm do well, and this just isn't quite their year, so we'll see what the future holds. You know, the Husker baseball team was able to sweep North Dakota, so they've kind of been surprising, not a whole lot of claim to fame, but yeah. They came and they beat UCLA, and, you know, especially with the bats, the change of bats, Damon's going to talk about that, I'm sure. You know, everything changes. The ping's not there. The home runs aren't quite flying out of the park all the time. So maybe the Huskers can take that and be able to win a little bit.
And also, too, this time of year, the ball's not going to fly as well in a ballpark, you know, most places. If you get the warms up through the course of the day, you get a little lift from the heat in various areas, and you're not going to get that this time of year in Nebraska at all. I actually got a chance to watch the Huskers play against Fresno that last game, the one game that they won. Against Fresno, and you know they're a solid ball club. I mean, they're I'm not so sure they're College World Series caliber a team, but I think they're going to be improved from where they were last year. And there was an early start to the season last year that we were pretty optimistic about as well. But when you play North Dakota, you know, Division II school, it's
as
a little bit
hard. As long as it doesn't end up like the Huskers were, and the Husker basketball team, where we were so excited, and then we got dropped on our face, especially in the NIT. If that Let's have the baseball team do a little bit better than that.
Yeah. You know, there was a time there where we were talking about, and I like the way that Nebraska plays basketball. They play good, hard defense. You know, they're in a lot of games, and you know, and I like Doc. I like Doc Sadler and all that. But Nebraska basketball, the key thing for me with them is we need a bucket. Who do you give the ball to? I mean, and against in the Big 12 tournament against Texas A&M, we gave the ball to our best offensive player, and he fell down with it. Now, I'm not trying to belittle the young man at all, but, you know, that's your best option. Then you go with your best option. But, unfortunately, you know, we just don't really have that guy that can really kind of close out a game and say, go get him. And hopefully they'll make some improvements. And I'll tell you what, Big Ten next year isn't going to be a whole lot easier. That's going to be awfully tough. I mean, I thought Illinois was a pretty strong, put up a pretty good fight against Kansas until about 4 minutes left to go in the game. And that's not going to be a whole lot easier. And you got, you know, Ohio State and you know, there's going to be some teams in that conference that isn't going to be a whole lot easier. No,
we'll see what
none of them are KU, you know, none of them are that traditional, you know, the guy that invented the game coached here, you know, I mean, there's nobody like that, but you know, it's going to be awfully tough for Nebraska next year as well.
We'll just have to see. Nebraska's always been that power in football, and you know, basketball has kind of gone by the wayside. And you look at KU, and that's kind of the other. They have those peaks where they're really good, and they get to the Orange Bowl, and get to do some stuff, but then they fall back, and so we'll just see if Husker men can have that peak here, especially with the new facilities coming in.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see them kind of make that step forward in basketball. I mean, I really do think, and I remember back in the day when Nebraska was pretty good in basketball, and we used to go quite regularly to the games. Anyway, it was a long time ago, it seems like, anymore, but, you know, the days of Strickland and Piakowski and those guys, boy, that the Bob was rocking. I mean, it was a lot of fun, and I really do. We talk about Nebraska being a football school, but I'll tell you what, we'll embrace basketball. I really, truly believe it. If we can just get that corner turned, and I think they'll really embrace basketball, and I hope they really design the new, and I haven't seen a real good interior design. I've seen the pictures of the outside, but I hope they get the student body really close and just get that place nice and loud and rocking. That'd be a lot of fun. I think we're just a couple of steps away, but the problem is, those last two steps.
It's the hardest ones.
Yeah, they are. They're the hardest ones to make. And what is it? There's three programs in major college conferences that have never won an NCAA basketball tournament game. Nebraska's one of them. Northwestern's the other. And I can't remember what the other one is. But in those, again, we're not talking SWAC teams here. We're not talking, Big Sky conference teams. But in the major conferences, your Pac-10, your Big Ten, all that, which, by the way, we need to renumber all of our conferences. There's only a handful that have never won it. I think there's three, and Nebraska is one of the three. So, you got to do something to kind of get that all built up, because we are definitely hungry for good quality basketball. And speaking of hungry, at Burger King, when you take a flame broiled patty, stuff it with jalapenos and cheddar cheese on the inside, top that with spicy poblano sauce, ripe tomato, and crisp iceberg lettuce, and somehow fit it all on a toasted corn-dusted bun, well, you got yourself a fire hazard. That's what we're saying it is. We had to get the fire marshal's permission to sell this thing at Burger King. Did we bribe him with the one-of-a-kind BK Stuff Steakhouse Burger? Well, our lawyers won't let us tell you. There is a limited time only at participating restaurants. There's a couple locations in Kearney to serve you at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart. Also at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near the Kearney Cinema 8. And also they have locations in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We mentioned good food, and Damon Day walks in the room. Coincidence? I don't think so. I think it's just kismet. I just think it's karma. I just think it's a given that we mentioned good food, and Damon Day would walk into the room. Is that true? Would you agree?
Yeah. It's that time of year where I don't get to quite eat all my meals at the rain time, but I'm an avid fan of food, so.
You don't really get to chew all your meals.
No. It's sometimes hard to find time during the game to find time to use the restroom, let alone to eat something. So, but I did enjoy your conversation as I was driving in about hoops. Huge hoops fan, grew up in Indiana where basketball is everything. And you really think Nebraska is ever gonna?
I could. I really do. Again, when they had Strickland and Piakowski and all those guys, and Woolridge before he defected to Iowa. That place was rocking. It was a lot of fun. Now it was that window.
Is that 20 years?
Yeah, it's close to it. It was about 92, I think, somewhere in that time frame there. And they won the Big Eight. This is how long ago it was. They won the Big Eight tournament, and but it was a lot of fun. That place was full every night. It was loud every night. I worked at the TV station at the time. I got to sit on the floor and watch the games, and just how loud that place was. It was a lot of fun. And that window of success has been a very small window for us.
Oh yeah, I think you could tell, like with the baseball program when they were winning. They were the hottest ticket come springtime.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think the Huskers and the state of Nebraska in general will support the if they can get to winning, like you said, being one or two steps away. But I always just find it I watch a lot of college basketball because I'm always on the road during this time of year. So I watch more March Madness than probably most people do. But I just have never even thought of Nebraska even being in the picture. Even when they beat Texas and everybody was talking big dance, it was like you knew they were going to go out and lose the next two. They just don't have...
They just don't have the finish.
Yep.
As a team, and they don't have it collectively with that one individual. Mary, do we need to take a break, and then we'll actually talk Loper baseball? We're going to take a break, and then you're getting comfortable, and that scares me a little bit anyway, Coach. But we'll take a quick break. We'll talk actual baseball with Damon Day of UNK Lopers. We'll be back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We are back on the Doug and Daddy Show. We just reminded you that if you need to get all ready for the physical fitness, we're talking about springtime, nice weather going on, and maybe we're getting close to swimming. You know, don't want to curse the weather yet. You need to look good in that swimming suit, and so you need to get down to Complete Nutrition. And they have two convenient locations. One is in Kearney, just north of Sun Mart. It's been there for a while. You've been able to get all your fitness needs there. There's also one in Grand Island now, just off 281, close to Gordman's. You can call them up at 338-1-FIT. That's in Kearney, or 382-863-8663. That spells tone for you in Grand Island. They have the CTS 360. It burns fat when you sleep, gives you energy, gives you all you ever need. And Tony's always drinking that Berserk stuff, and that's kind of why he's crazy on the show, but, you know.
That's not the only reason. I've known Tony a long time. Trust me, that's just the tip of the iceberg there. A nice weekend for the UNK baseball team. A sweep of the Regis Rangers. And, Ari, we had him sneak in and harassed a little bit. UNK head baseball coach Damon Day. And, Coach, let's talk baseball. Congratulations. A nice sweep over a team that really was one of the teams that you kind of look at. We have to do well against this team to win a conference championship.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I, as we kind of talked with everybody last week, Thursday was, you know, I had the butterflies because I knew this was going to be a big weekend for us. They were 7-1 in the conference. They had gone down to New Mexico Highlands, one of the toughest places to play, in the RMAC and took 3 out of 4. And so I really thought that we really need to step up our game and be ready to go. And then I think our guys answered that question Friday morning when we got off the bus at Regis. They were ready to roll, and they took care of business all weekend long. But I was really proud of the way that they just kept attacking and going about playing the game the right way and doing some things. It's tough to sweep in the RMAC. I know that sometimes it you would think, oh, it's just 4 games, but it's tough to go on the road, especially, and sweep 4 games. And so just extraordinarily proud of our guys and how we were able to come out and do some things.
And Regis was kind of feeling their oats a little bit after the good weekend the weekend before, and they kind of felt like they were going to roll you guys.
Yeah, they did, without a doubt. We could tell the tone was definitely set for the weekend on Friday. They were cheering and excited, and they thought this was the time to come get the Lopers and do some things. And so it was a great feeling. It was a satisfying feeling to walk out of there going 4-0, because you know on Friday night they were kind of all over us there. We had a rough third inning, I think it was. Todd Stacura gave up 6 runs, but we turned around and put up a 5 spot and got back to lead, and then we kept it the rest of the weekend. And so I thought that was a huge, huge momentum swing for us after they got 6 runs. They were kind of riding high on the hog and thought that this was exactly what they thought it was going to be, a rout. And then we turned around and scored 5 there in the top of the fourth, and we were never really challenged the rest of the way. And so it was a great weekend for us. It was a special, special weekend for us.
Are you happier with your offensive performance, defensive performance, or is that kind of a hard one to hang your hat on?
You know, I thought this weekend was the first time we executed in all 3 phases of the game. We got good pitching at times. People may look at the scores and be like, you call that good pitching, giving up 6s and 10s and seeing some double digits. The wind was blowing out about 30 miles an hour, and it was a tough day to pitch. And all weekend long, it was a hitter's ballpark, to say the least. And we got, you know, 3 huge starts. Todd Stacura gave us a great effort. Roy Meter did what he's been doing, gave up 2 in the first, and then to give up any the rest of the way. And a junior, Mike Novak, out of Omaha, Nebraska, came out and threw a no-hitter through 6 innings yesterday before one of our guys mentioned in the dugout that he had a no-hitter and then proceeded.
Oh, that's against the rules.
That's Jake Cressy. Jake Cressy is the one who blew the no-no because he's the one that said it. But so we got 3 great pitching performances, and the thing I was proud about with our offense is we just kept going all weekend long. If we needed 2, we got 2. If we needed a big inning, we got a big inning. Chandler Cloutie, a sophomore from here in Kearney, hitting a full hole for us. It seemed like he had, I think, more 2-out RBIs this weekend than he's had the entire season because, you know, he's been inserted in that cleanup spot and has done a phenomenal job. Andrew Hakey led us offensively. Jason Trulin had 3 home runs. And so this weekend it kind of seemed like a different guy stepped up every game to really lead us and do some things. Jordan Mitchell Hill, I think, had 4 or 5 RBIs. For us. And so it was one of those weekends as a coach, you drive home on the bus and you're trying to think about, okay, how am I going to get after these guys? And you're starting to really think, well, we did pretty well in this phase. We did pretty well. We played good defense. And so I was very excited because I think we saw just how good we could be when we execute and pitching defense and hitting.
He talked about the no-hitter in the 6th inning?
Yep, Jake Cressy.
Oh, my.
K-R-E-S-S-E, Jake Cressy. Jake's not the brightest guy I ever met either, so I love him to death, but he's our closer, so you got to –
Okay. All right. Closer is like the kicker on a football team. Yep. It's that guy that he's out there. Okay,
yep,
all right.
Without a doubt.
Makes sense. Okay, now it all comes clean. It all comes clear to me. This weekend, an opportunity, you know, maybe to make some hay at home. It really kind of you never really know when you guys are going to play in the spring. You know, you've had some games kind of already moved. You've swapped a couple of already matchups, but pretty optimistic that you get to take on the Mines this weekend.
Yeah, without a doubt, we're going to play at home this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no matter what, because we have to, because the RMAC will not allow us to flip this series. So and we're fortunate. Memorial Field is in such great shape. The city does a phenomenal job of taking care of it, along with the Legion and UNK all kind of chipping in. That field can handle a lot of moisture. And so forecast looks good. We may have to play through some showers intermittent here and there throughout the weekend. But, you know, Mines just took 2 out of – they just split with Mesa State. Mesa State came running, rolling high. I think they had won 8 or 9 games in a row, and Mines hadn't won a conference game yet, and we're a little scuttling a little bit. But, you know, we're going to have our hands full next weekend, and that's what's tough about being a coach. Is I'm going to sit there and explain to my guys, you know, we got a tough weekend ahead of us. We got to be prepared. But they're college kids, so they'll look at Mines' record and say they're 2-10. You know, and so we're going to have to get over that hurdle and be prepared, because Mines is going to play you to the death. Jared Oss is one of the best coaches in the RMAC. He may not have the talent level as everybody else because of Colorado School of Mines' academic restrictions, but he's one of the best coaches I know of getting his guys prepared. They're going to play well. They're going to play hard. They're going to play the right way. And this is probably my funnest weekend of the year because Jared and I are personal friends, but I just really admire the way the two programs go about playing each other. You'll see the guys kind of, you know, give each other, if there's a hard slide, there'll be a handshake afterwards. It's just baseball played at its best level between the two schools, because I think Jared and I are true advocates of respecting the game. And so it's a good weekend for us to get at home. And if you're a true fan of baseball and enjoy watching good baseball, I think this would be a great weekend, weather permitting, to come on out and watch two very talented programs play the game the right way.
You kind of tap danced around it. There's a couple of teams, and you can mention them if you want to, in the conference that I don't want to say dirty, but I mean, it's a little bit different. You're not going to get the handshake against some of those other teams.
No, you're more, yeah, in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, I don't know what it is. I don't know how it is. It's one of the reasons why I'm most excited about moving to the MIAA, and there's a lot of talented individuals. There's a lot of talented teams in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, but there always seems to be an edge where you don't know whether there's going to be a fight to break out or something else. There seems to be a lot of extracurricular talking. There seems to be a lot of extracurricular things, and a lot of that's precipitated by trying to get some advantage, I think, and trying to just find a way to make themselves angry at the other team. And I think that comes from the fact that, you know, a couple programs within the RMAC are junior college heavy. You know, they're 95 to 100% of their roster is all junior college players, which brings in that junior college mentality. And so, you know, you do have to tiptoe around it because you don't want to offend,
right,
and you're not allowed to make comments and things like that. But sometimes playing in the RMAC can just be a draining, brutal weekend, not for anything that's going on for the field, but just from the constant complaining, the constant jawing, the constant bench jockeying, the dirty play, the trying to take guys out and think it's cool, or pitchers throwing at people because they think it's cool. And it's not cool, but you can't – some of those people, you're not going to change their opinion on what they think. And so that's the thing that I'm probably most proud about with the University of Nebraska Kearney and how our players go about doing things is, you know, we've never responded to any of that. We've never been provoked. We've been tried to be provoked. But our guys have always handled it with first class, and I think that goes a lot to say with the majority of our roster being Midwestern kids.
I was just going to say that you're predominantly, you know, a lot of Nebraska heavy. Obviously, you recruit into Nebraska and Kansas and a couple other states too. But talk a little bit about the appeal of this team, because you mentioned a lot of guys out there I've seen play. You know, whether they were kids playing for you guys last year or you got kids from the area that play for the Lopers.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the better teams that I think we've ever had. They're good. I mean, I'm sure they're all still sleeping, so I don't have to worry about it after getting home late last night. But, you know, they're good. We have some very, very talented special players right now that are doing some very, very special things. Andrew Hakey is right now on pace to have one of the greatest offensive seasons in UNK history. And, I mean, you want to talk about a three-year starter for us who's a 3-5 student. He's Mr. Humble, Mr. just shows up and does his thing. He's a great representative of the university and the city of Kearney. He's from Beatrice Chandler. Clutie's having a big year for us from Kearney, Nebraska. Todd Stakura from Scotia, Nebraska has been our number one. I think he's 4-0. Jake Cressy out of Omaha, Mike Novak out of Omaha, Darren Grace out of Blair, all starters for us. Jason Trulin out of Blair, Nebraska, another starter for us. And so we're very, very fortunate. Manny Reinch right here from here in Kearney is one of our relief pitchers. Jake Hyatt from Lincoln, Nebraska. So there's a huge, huge Nebraska flavor. If you've gone out and seen Legion games, you've probably seen some of these kids throughout the years come up and play, and I think that's something that we take an enormous amount of pride in, is that we are winning with kids from Nebraska. Now, granted, we got some help from some Coloradoans and some guys from Arizona, but most of those guys all had ties back here, whether it be Western Nebraska Community College or McCook Community College. So that's something that we've kind of had our success on, being to the regional 3 out of the last 4 years and 2 conference titles. I think our hallmark has been the fact that we kind of play harder longer. We don't really let too much stuff bother us, and I think that's a total attribute to the type of kids we get, being Midwestern, hard-nosed. You go to work. You got a work ethic about you. It's not going to be easy, and I think that that confidence that our players has is something that, that sometimes sets us apart and hopefully will set us apart to continue to accomplish good things this season.
And so far, a big sweep over the weekend at Regis. Congratulations on that. And best of luck against Colorado Mines this weekend here at home.
Good deal. Thanks, Randy. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you at the ballpark this weekend. Well, Merritt, I think that's going to do it. We got everything pretty well wrapped up.
So. Well, I thank Dame and Dave for getting in here, talking a little UNK baseball. Thank Mike McCoy, GM of the Dangers. They get ready to face the Sioux Falls Storm, and you know, I can't believe we went almost the entire show, but
neither one of us talked about the Dolphins. Yeah, and that's hard for us.
I know.
As the only Dolphins fan. Well, we could have talked to Scott Steinberg from Kearney High.
But we missed out on that.
Yeah, we could have done it. Had he shown up, we would have done that.
It's hard to talk about the Dolphins, though, especially right now. But
well, okay.
What can you do?
I still bleed orange, okay? I do. And it isn't that Bronco color.
No. So supposedly, we'll get Doug, we'll get Tony back. I don't know if I'll be here after today, but we'll see. And we'll have a wonderful show. Not a whole lot on the schedule yet, but I'm sure the guys will fill it up, give you a great hour, give you some Vegas stories maybe too. And thank Randy for being here guest hosting.
See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.